Car Serum will begin in a moment. This is Car Serum.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. The... Psst, you there.
What?
Play.
Oh, the horn. Just a moment. I gotta breathe in a bit to play. Well, that's how I do it anyways. Whoops, surprised myself.
Would you just... Welcome to the tournament! The time has come once again to determine who is the chosen one. Many have claimed the mettle, but precious few have proven their mettle. And thus far, none have proved themselves worthy of the title. One fighter, one prophecy, one chosen champion! All right, quiet down. The rules are thus. Round one, hand-to-hand combat in a series of one-on-one duels. Upon victory, it is customary to show mercy to the vanquished. It is, however, up to the victor as to just how merciful this event shall be. Round two consists of a secret challenge. Not a single fighter knows what the challenge will be. It is sealed in a locked crate and buried beneath the arena, only to be retrieved when round one is complete. It is not always a purely physical challenge. Some may remember the bridge-building challenge. It was the most deadly secret challenge in the history of the tournament. And the final round, Battle Royale! Let the tournament begin!
Here we are, snug as a bug in a rug. In a cage.
It's starting.
The tournament? That's right.
This is no way to treat guests.
I agree. Good thing you aren't guests.
You have to let us go.
No. No, I don't.
You'll be sorry.
I'm sure I will be. But until then, I'm going to be sleeping.
Well, I think we're going to be here a while.
Is that all you got? Find out. Who dares challenge the chosen one?
Submit. Submit to me now, and you may be shown mercy.
You talk quite a bit, don't you? He does not submit!
Finish him!
Go!
Oh, yeah. By all means, take your time.
Do you take this to be a mere pageant?
What's that? Speak up, pretty boy!
You will learn, coward. Choose your words well, lad. You don't have many left. We shall see.
You coward, let go of my leg!
Gladly. Choose your words well, lad. You don't have many left.
Lay down my arms. This is me. It's over.
Stay down.
True believers! What say you? So be it! I can see. I'm no threat to you. You need not do this!
You have desecrated the prophecies. You have no truth and no honor. But you've proven to me this is a spectacle of sorts. So you will understand.
Please! I will follow you! You are the chosen one!
Yes, I am.
Celine is your champion and proceeds to the next round.
Tails.
Maybe you should go back to sleep.
Piss off.
Hey, jailer. Buddy. Who's the lean?
Piss off.
Who do you think he is?
I don't care. What difference does it make?
I think it matters. I mean, we're here, right? I kind of want to know what's going on.
I'm sure it's not over yet.
I imagine that this Zelene fellow is a handsome, princely type. The people's champion. Kind. Compassionate. Beloved. A man not without his flaws, but humble in the face of...
Want to put money on it?
Oh, jailer! Who's Zelene?
Call it, and I'll tell you.
Oh, no. I hate this.
Tails.
Lucky guess. Zelene is one of this year's zealot champions. That's why they're so loud.
Zealot champions?
True believers. They're like this every year. Real pain in my ass, too.
You hear that, Aura? They're here every year. You can't take any of this seriously.
All that I see is that I dragged you all the way here only to find this... whatever this is. Everyone says they're here to choose a chosen one. But most of the people don't even believe in the prophecy.
Spoken like a true zealot.
No. It just means I'm an idiot for believing any of the things about the prophecy I've been told.
Well... I'm not in the habit of disagreeing with people who say things that are true.
You're not helping.
It's fine, Kevin. Look, I appreciate you trying to help, but this is about the worst I've ever felt in my entire life. Why did I do this to you? Why did I do this to myself?
Hey, stop it. Have you seen me? I'm strong now. All right. Well, I can fight now, too. Go! Oh, that was not smart.
I wouldn't fight the walls, kid. They've bested better men than you.
That's probably good advice.
I know what it's like. I used to buy into all the prophecy business before I got hooked up with this job.
Really?
Sure did. But now, I don't know. After seeing 8 of these tournaments, I've got my doubts.
There's been 8 of these?
No.
But you said...
This is the 10th. I didn't start working until the 3rd year.
And you have them every year?
Once a year, every year. You know, when you say it like that, it does sound a little silly, doesn't it? Having a tournament every year to determine who's the one true prophet?
Maybe you just haven't had the right champion yet.
Works out nicely for business, don't it? We keep searching for the right champion, and I keep working the jail every year.
What about the zealots? Don't they get discouraged?
Nah. Every year, they all file in here with a half dozen champions, all of them convinced they found the one. If you're comfortable being called a zealot, I don't think you're gonna let something as minor as your prophecy feeling wrongish get in your way. Heard tell, they'll even tweak the prophecies to fit their strongest fighters.
Tweak a prophecy?
You can't do that.
They can, and they do. Shit! All in the pursuit of the precious chosen one.
And they keep coming. Even though their prophecies keep being wrong.
Keep coming? There's more and more every year. And every year they get more and more nuts. Shit eaters, a lot of them. Yeah, they're usually the ones I get stuck talking to in here.
But why? Why do they keep doing it if the results are the same?
Some people say they're all under a spell. Me? I got my own theory.
What?
Listen, most people's lives are pretty shit right now, right? Not everybody gets to be the tournament jailer. I know this. So, if your life is shit, you don't have any real way of making it better. But, then you hear there's this thing that promises to make it incredibly not shit. What are you gonna do? Accept wall-to-wall shit? Or maybe you're gonna believe in something because the only alternative is...
shit.
Call it, kid.
Heads!
Looks like she's smarter than you.
Excuse me, come through. That's yours. What was all that chanting? What did I miss here?
Bloody zealots.
What's a zealot?
We're not doing this again.
There's 2 types of people in this world, Fuller.
Hal and everybody else.
Hey, I'm trying to be nice.
Nobody says there's 2 kinds of people in this world unless they're completely full of shite.
The zealots believe, truly believe, that their champion is a god. Not just a man, a god.
Like I was just about to say. And this year, the biggest group of them think Zaline is theirs as far as they see it.
What about everybody else?
There are smaller groups of zealots with different champions. Some are with that woman, Leonora from earlier. There's a handful of champions with a smattering of followers. And by the end of this thing, all those groups will fight each other in the streets.
So, all these fighters...
Nah, most of the fighters are mercenaries. Former vigils... Future vigils?
It's purely for money. And the sport of it. If a combatant survives, he can make a decent living in service of a benefactor.
The longer they last.
The bigger the starting salary.
And if you lose, they probably just kill you. Like that guy.
The zealots often fight to the death. Bit of a chip on their shoulder about people claiming to be the one when they aren't. Ironic, isn't it?
Hey, Anne! You hear what I said? Future vigils?
Yeah. Hilarious.
Got a bit of trivia for you. This tournament is where we found Anne.
Really?
Oh, right. It's a great story. I was here. Volof was here. Volof said, here's money to be a vigil. And I said, okay. There. Happy.
She was ferocious. Could have won the whole thing.
Can we talk about something else?
Don't be so modest, Anne. You would not believe how many zealots this one killed. Took one look at those true believers and said, I got your prophecy right here. They was all, oh, please don't do it. I pledge myself to you, mysterious warrior. Didn't matter. She cut them down. Want for Volof here, she'd have even more pelts on her wall. So to speak.
Really, Anne, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You made the smart decision. This is wonderful theater, but it's no way to make a living. These fools and their prophecies. Embarrassing.
Nothing wrong with believing in something.
But these zealots, oh, come on. Couldn't have made them look more foolish. Not only that, but by leaving for the money, you proved you wasn't the chosen one. Therefore, proving that the ones you killed wasn't even killed by the chosen one neither. It's all bleeding hysterical.
Hilarious.
Ah! Who but I, Istin? The chosen one.
Oh, well. Yes, the disarmingly handsome chosen one.
You really like looking in that mirror.
What do you want?
Why did you leave me?
Leave you? That's rich, Garrus. You're lucky I'm just coming off a win in the arena.
Or did you forget that I'm in the midst of a very important tournament?
My horse died, Istin. Imogen died. And you left us. You left us to fend for ourselves against the corrupted.
I'm pretty sure that it was you that abandoned me. Or are you forgetting that you refused to help me take the prophecies? Prophecies that were mine! By right.
Well, it's just I couldn't...
Right, exactly. You couldn't. Karras, I've got to say, this tournament and my victory have blessed me with a newfound clarity.
I knew you would win.
Yes. And now I know a profound truth. I am all I need. And you, Karras.
Well, you are no longer needed.
But friends...
Sure, sure. But I can no longer trust you. So, you no longer serve any purpose, friend or not. You understand, don't you? It's just how it needs to be. If I'm ever going to fulfill my destiny, I simply must do it on my own.
So that's it. Goodbye, Karras.
Yes. If it is any consolation, I am pleased you're still alive. Unless...
Yes?
While I do feel my truth is the same, I hate to see you aimless and without purpose. So out of an abundance of kindness, I suppose I could think of one way you could possibly regain your place by my side.
Yes, of course.
I've had a bit of trouble offloading that second prophecy. Turns out demand inside the arena is not as high as I would have hoped. Anyway, there's only one potential buyer, and they've made the transaction rather difficult.
You want me to kill them?
How you do enjoy going the extra mile. No, in fact, I do want to sell this man the prophecy. However, he refuses to meet me on neutral ground. He insists that it be brought to his camp, which is full of his soldiers.
So it's a trap.
It may be. But that is a risk you need to be willing to take for me, Karras. I'm going to win this tournament. And if you want to dwell in the shadow of my glory, I need to know you're willing to look past your current petty displeasure.
Sell it to him and bring back the money.
Would the Chosen One accept any less?
Done.
And that was the last we ever saw of Karras.
But at least you agree that it's stupid to keep us in here, right?
Don't you ever stop talking! I'm going outside.
Wait, you can't leave! There's nothing to do in here! All we have is that stupid coin, and I already had my turn!
The cheering is pretty loud.
Look, we're gonna get out of here, I promise. Just follow my lead. See? Follow my lead! With the digging!
Look, Kevin, I appreciate you trying, but we're not getting out of here anytime soon. We're done.
I don't believe that. You believed in me when I didn't, and I'm not giving up yet.
Kevin, that's nice, but I don't think digging a hole is the answer.
Don't be crazy, Aura! We're just having a fun story time! We sure are glad that fat, stupid jailer left so we can enjoy ourselves without his whole ugly face!
Hey!
Oh, hi. You see, the point of the story wasn't that you're fat so much as...
You three are good to go.
Oh. Well, you are kind of fat.
Why? What did we do?
Not that we aren't upset we had our time wasted in this place, but, what happened?
Me, Squires. I was wondering what may have happened to you.
Karis? What the hell are you doing?
Of course, sire. Thank you, sire. There was a mix-up, and without the prophecy as proof, nobody would take our word.
Look, most people say they've got a prophecy, and it's just most people are liars. Yeah, I'm sorry, really, for the mix-up.
Come then. We've a tournament to win.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Aura, I'm serious.
No, I'm doing this.
You can't. Just manage the marking. That's all you need to do. Let me take care of fighting.
But how do I know you can win?
Let's see what you got.
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.